This is Ian Dayborn
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
So we were driving down the road towards where we were told there had been a snake seen on the road, moving towards the undergrowth. And all of a sudden, another car just flagged us down and told us to follow them, which we did for all of 10 seconds. We were told that the snake had, it was no longer in the undergrowth, it had climbed up into the tree, which was surrounded by brambles and hawthorn bushes and so on. So we had a bit of hacking to do, but once we could get near enough to the tree, sure enough, we looked up and there is this very, very large, very beautiful snake, some 12 foot above us.
This is not the kind of thing that you come across every day, is it?
We get called out to a lot of snakes, usually escaped corn snakes or grass snakes that are stuck in netting in people's gardens for whatever reason. And I have had a fair few calls about very large snakes. This is by no means the biggest one I've been out to, but to have a snake that large out in the wild and up a tree, it's literally the full house of scenarios for that one snake.
And what's the approach? Obviously, you're trained in dealing with this sort of thing. What do you have to do?
With this one, it was just a case of we knew what we had to do. The ultimate target was to catch the snake and take it to a place of safety. It's getting it there is the issue. And obviously, we had to get it out of the tree. In order to do that, knowing how big these snakes can be, not knowing what mood this snake may be in, and having to look after myself and the other people that were around me, it was a case of more hands are better in case it goes slightly wrong. So the fire brigade readily came out, a little bit stunned to find it truly was a big snake up a big tree. It was really quite simple. We just cut some branches out of the way, and then this snake, which had wrapped itself firmly around one of the branches, we cut that branch off, and the snake dropped a few feet into a tarpaulin that we'd pulled out with the fire service. And at that point, it's caught. It's just a case then of me doing what I do and getting it into a safe bag in a safe way so that we could move it on.
And had this drawn quite a crowd?
It's a very quiet road. The chap who'd found the snake, him and his family were there at one end, and then you've basically got my van almost blocking the road because of where it was, and the fire brigade behind me certainly blocking the road because their vehicle is a lot bigger than mine. And that was it wasn't too big a crowd, thankfully, but more people would have been more of a concern for looking after them. But there were enough people there to enjoy what was happening.
And this was a python, have I got that right?
Correct, yeah. So this is there's a lot of species of python. They're usually the bigger snakes. They're not venomous. They're not the ones that kill you and bite you and things like that. But they are the ones that will constrict around their prey. And this is a reticulated python, which is usually found in kind of Asia, the Pacific Ocean, Indian Ocean, those kind of countries. And it's pretty much one of the biggest snakes that you can get in the world. Ultimately, they can grow up to at least 30 feet. This one, however, once we've got it off, is nearer 10. So,
tiny. And presumably, you do have to know what you're doing. You made it all sound very straightforward, but you have to be careful, don't you? I would imagine you have to be trained to do this kind of thing.
It's a really difficult one to train us in because we don't want to practice catching wild animals or animals that are nervous of being handled. So the practice that we have or the training that we get is quite limited, but also generic and common sense, really. Don't go near the bitey end if you can help it. Wear appropriate PPE, some nice thick gloves because they can bite and cause some good cuts. And make sure nobody else is going to get hurt. It's not a rush. We don't need to hurry the job. If it went wrong in one way, what's our plan B? But thankfully, plan A worked all the way through.
Where do you think it came from? Have you got any idea? Presumably, it was in someone's collection, was it?
Snakes are very good escape artists. So initially, there's always the possibility of it having escaped from somewhere. And when they do escape, they can go quite a good distance and they can be gone for weeks and weeks and weeks before they're found. So initially, there's always the possibility that the snake had escaped. Sadly, Sunday night, obviously, we then get another call about a second snake, exactly the same size, 100 yards down the road. So we're now pretty much convinced that these snakes have been dumped for whatever reason.
I was going to ask you about that because, yes, you told me before we started recording that you'd been dealing with a second one in the same location. That can't just be a coincidence, I wouldn't have thought, can it?
No. At this point, we are quite happy that they've been dumped. Snake number one had a health issue, which is being addressed and dealt with, nothing bad or fatal or anything like that, the snake will be absolutely fine. Snake number two has been out longer and was very cold and quite a bit thinner. But again, with the right care, professional care, very specialist care, both of them should be absolutely fine. But we're convinced now that these snakes have been dumped.
And once you've sorted out their health, do they get rehoused or do they go to a zoo or what happens to them next?
The RSPCA don't really believe in exotics being kept as people's pets in the same way that you look after a dog, cat, kitten. There are a lot of very clever people out there who know exactly what they're doing and do it very, very well. But this goes to show that some people don't do it very, very well. And this snake, certainly one of this size, it needs to go somewhere particularly responsible. So it doesn't go into the rehoming scheme per se, but it will go to they both will go to specialist places that we know and trust and absolutely do it the right way.
Justin, it's been fascinating talking to you and hearing about your adventure and how calmly you dealt with it. Thank you very much for coming on and chatting to me.
Absolute pleasure. Hopefully we won't be back for snake number three later in the week.